Why does God care so much about the structure, what he built, heaven and earth? Why does he want us to restore the structure? Because everything that's being set up for the final great deception is based on the structure. It's based on the spirit world, the extraterrestrial world. Are there aliens? This is the buzz. It's being set up. I am telling you what God cares about. Not that many people focus on the throne. Not that many people focus on the structure. Not that many people emphasize over and over again. In the beginning, God created words of his mouth. Jesus is the express words of his mouth. And he created heaven and earth. And all there is, including whatever they say is an alien or a galaxy or far away, or the vacuum of space. He didn't create a vacuum of space. He didn't create void or dark matter. There's matter, there's spirit, there's life, there's celestial, and there's terrestrial, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And everything's going to be transformed by the one who said, let there be light, the one who said, let the dry appear, the one who said, let us put a firmament between the waters above and the waters beneath. The one who separated the water from the dirt or ground or rock. The one who put the sun, moon, and stars in underneath and in the firmament on the fourth day, literal. That is science. That is truth. There is no other science but that. We are made of dust. To dust we shall return. Clearly, when you put a body in the ground, it becomes dust. When a tree dies, it becomes dirt. When an animal dies, it becomes dirt. Put anything in the ground and let it decay, and it becomes a part of the earth. Matter in the earth, which is about decay. It's lest a seed goes in the ground and dies, it bears no fruit. So the death process is life. When we die to this world, when we die to our own will, which is terrible, it's like we have a no head on our shoulders. We're spinning around. We're lost. We're at sea. We have no navigation. We don't know where we live. We don't know who we are. We don't know what's going to happen when we die. But when we discover who we are, made in the image of God to reign with Christ over the earth that we walk on, that was the purpose of the incarnation. He becoming flesh, he putting on the human garment, the weak, tired, vulnerable, can get cut, can feel things when people say mean things to us, all that. He put all that on, but lived inside of the same thing we wear, perfect. Never, ever, one time did he not do what the Father told him to do. Perfect alignment, perfect oneness in the body. Therefore, blood had to be shed for our remission of sin. He became the Lamb of God, foretold by the Passover. He was crucified at the Passover. He rose again on third day, 3 nights, 3 days in the belly of the earth, the depths, where Satan lives. He is the Lord of the dead. He is the Lord of hell. Baal, And he preached his resurrection reality, the reality that he was going to save human beings that they are trying to destroy, the whole human race. That's why they did the Nephilim. That's why they did all the sorcery, all the harlotry, all the war, all the weather manipulation, the vaccines, the confusion about sex, homosexuality, making images and worshiping images, putting humans on pedestals, making them gods, making the thing seen be God versus the thing unseen, which is God. All you got to do is look up. So the structure up, the direction up, you tilt your head back and you point your eyes toward heaven. You're looking at the throne for everyone on earth. Every human being is looking up. When he comes down, which we all believe, if you read the Bible, you have to agree that he comes down and rebuilds the whole earth, a brand new earth. We'll all be looking up when he comes down, because he tells us in Matthew 24, when all these crazy hard things happen in the earth, wars, famines, earthquakes, hurricanes, look up. He says up. Jesus, the maker of heaven and earth, the one who was the word of God that became flesh, says look up. Do I need to say any more? He says to somebody living in Africa, South Africa, Alaska, all over the so-called fake lie globe, spinning water ball, he says to all of us, look up. To a singular top of the pyramid location, which is his throne, which is why on the dollar bill, they decapitate the pyramid. It's all what we're living in, the decapitation of the top of the pyramid. Removing God from your thoughts, removing God from the structure, making you lost at sea on a spaceship going to nowhere. That's why God cares about the structure.